Hey,
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Norm at Night. We're coming to you live again from Bowie, Maryland. We're out for 30 minutes tonight, and we will be investigating what we all think is going to happen in the New Hampshire primary tonight. And right now, it appears that Donald Trump on the Republican side is a big win, and Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side has a substantial lead over Hillary Clinton. I guess the first question I have is, who would you like to see win each primary? Right now, the chat room is open. You can go there. It's at http://blogtalkradio.com/normatnight, and we would be glad to see you in the chat room, or, and I would like that a lot more, if you would like to give me your opinion on what you think should be the winning candidate in each party, or who you would vote for, please give me a call at 347-945-6713. That's the call-in number, 347-945-6713, and I will be happy to engage with you. I don't think there's too much question about who I would like to see not only win the primary, but also become the next president of the United States, and that's Bernie Sanders. What I'd really like to talk about from the Democratic side is what exactly is the establishment? Bernie wants a political revolution. What does he mean by that? In my view, what he means by that is the past should be thrown away. We need to take back the government. It has to cease to be a place where a political caste runs the show, where rich people, whether they be Republicans or Democrats, they are rich and they control really what happens in the country. And though there may be cosmetic change where people may put a different frosting on the political cake, the fact remains, according to Bernie, that the cake is stale and it's time to throw it away. I think that's what he's talking about when he means that Hillary is part of the establishment. Hillary talks to bankers because bankers pay her a lot of money. Now, is she going to forget those bankers once she's in office? Are they going to go back to Glass-Steagall? I never really understood how important Glass-Steagall was until the near catastrophe of the collapse of the U.S. economy. And to be honest, I never connected it with Bill Clinton, and I should have. And that's my fault. We need to get back to the separation of investment banking and regular banking. What is banking? That's an interesting question. If you're out there, why don't you give us a call at 347-945-6713 and give us your view on exactly what banking is. Throughout American history, banking has always been a very controversial subject. Central banking, or a bank of that is the government's bank has been a major obstacle since the very first years under the Constitution with the first and second banks of the United States, which were then absent for 70 years until 1912. I think it was 1912 when the Federal Reserve Bank came into being. Why did we need a national bank? Well, first of all, the government needs a place to put its money. That's as simple as it comes. The place they put their money really shouldn't be a private institution, is one argument. In other words, if the government puts its money in private banks and those private banks go broke, so does the government. And really, I'm not sure that that can happen. Wait a minute, 347-945-6713 is the call-in number. Or actually, you could call that number and just listen to the show. We are talking about banking and candidates, as well as the New Hampshire primary. I am with Bernie Sanders from the Democratic side. Anybody who thinks Hillary Clinton is not establishment does not really understand what establishment is. Hillary Clinton, and I'm not saying she always was like this. Early in her career, she was this, quote, progressive, but somewhere she veered the wrong way. And unfortunately, she now still claims to be a progressive, but as I said earlier, it's just frosting. It's just frosting on the cake. All right, let me just log into Twitter a minute. Oh, I am logged in. Okay. Norm at Night is on the air. And I should have done this before the show, and I'm sorry. Three, four, seven. 9456713. The Republican side of the New Hampshire primary, that's a toughie. Unfortunately, I think they're, well, I'll be just blunt. I think they're all 1%ers of the first rank who just want to keep exercising American power in the name of empire. Why in the world do we feel threatened by the people in the Middle East? Oh, because they're attacking us and blowing us up. Well, I know this is a very dangerous position to take, but they're attacking us and trying to blow us up because we've been attacking them and blowing them up for 25 years at the very least. And if you'd like to argue that point with me, the number is 347-945-6713. We need to have a meeting of the minds so we end this complete and total waste of life. I'm a part of both sides. Yes, some of the practices of what we call, quote, ISIS are barbaric and emerge from the Middle Ages. There's no doubt about that. except we have made progress in many areas where the peoples in the Middle East have not. The only real thing we have to do in the Middle East, or should have to do, is preserve the state of Israel. None of the things that are happening in the Middle East directly threaten the existence of the United States. They threaten the profits of some very influential people in the United States, remember. And so we have to take that into consideration. It's a very big issue in what's going on. So could somebody please call in and give me someone to speak with so that we can have this clash of ideas? 347-945-6713. Donald Trump, I'm sorry to say, if I had to vote for a Republican, if I voted in the Republican primary, I really believe I might vote for Donald Trump, another outsider, another game changer. I would love to see a campaign between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. We need to have a political revolution. Donald Trump just might represent a political counter-revolution, but it would be a clash of ideas. It would make the United States of America decide just exactly what its pedigree is. What is our defining characteristics as a nation? But the other Republic, Marco Rubio, he's just scary. He is just not very smart. And in fact, you know, everybody, oh, how smart he is, this, that, and the other thing. He doesn't have a solid idea about anything. He talks about how he's a refugee from tyranny, and he doesn't even know who his parents fled. His parents fled the dictator Batista, who was overthrown by Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro did not oppress his parents. Batista did. And rather than flee, Castro stayed and fought Batista and threw him out. Rubio, you need to understand that. And the fact is that the only reason Marco Rubio is a Republican, in my view, is the fact that the general trend in Floridian Hispanics or Cubans is to be anti-Castro. And the Republicans were the prevalent anti-Castro side. And that's also a pretty interesting thing, since it was Jack Kennedy who almost blew up the world to keep Russian missiles out of Cuba. Should he have done that? I don't know. I wouldn't have risked the world for it. But then, of course, it really wasn't this big stand up and courage, because the United States made a deal with the Russians. And when they took their missiles out of Cuba, we took our missiles out of Turkey. And some say that it was just a gambit on the Russians' part to get our missiles out of Turkey. And to be blunt, it worked. But that's a whole nother side of the issue. The real problem, if anyone listened to the Republican debate on Saturday, all these guys want to do is blow up the world. We have to become the most powerful military force in the world. There's no force that's going to invade us. It's that simple. Now, one of the things that Bernie Sanders wants to do that will make us a powerful nation. Number one, he wants us not to have to worry about getting sick. Does the country have the money to do for the entire population what we've done for our senior citizens with Medicare? The answer is the country sure does. Does the country have the money for providing our senior citizens with a dignified and respectable retirement? And the answer is we sure do. What we spend on the military, and these guys want to spend more because we're weak, but what we spend on the military is staggering. Bernie's often criticized for not having any reasonable foreign policy. You know what? Let's take care of America right here at home. Come on, somebody give me a call, 347-945-6713. I've got about 13 minutes left on the air. And I really would like somebody to either come to the chat room or come to the telephones. Be the first caller of 2016. Now, education. There's no reason for colleges and universities to cost as much as they do. State universities should be free. You want to go to Harvard? Pay what Harvard wants. But if you don't have that kind of money, you still should be able to go to a state university. Not just a community college. Those are important also. But to a four-year institution. Do we have the money for it? Of course we have the money. But one of the things this country has to face is what universities and colleges are. They're not country clubs. They're not the owners of giant football franchises. They're places of learning. They're places where people can come to exchange ideas. And you know what? If that's not what you want to do, then don't go to a state university. Go someplace where they do all that stuff. But if you're poor or you don't have a lot of money, go to a state university. We have to return our universities to the point where someone who attends can work to pay their tuition, just a normal payment of tuition. Now, which actually connects to another thing. And yes, the federal government has enough money to fund every state university in the country. Remember, it was the national government or the federal government that created they created all of the land grant colleges across the country and helped other states also provide for their companies. Now, one of the things that we can and should do is transfer all federal research money to the state universities. And they're in order to help support them and their zero tuition. That's a political revolution. That's what we need to do. Okay, we're under 10 minutes, so if you're going to give me a call, it's 347-945-6713. So, we've talked about health care. We've talked about university education. The one place where I have some trouble with Bernie's political revolution, I'm not sure that we don't need to encourage trade. But that's a tough one. I was very affected by Tom Friedman's The World is Flat. I strongly suggest that if you need something to read, that is a book to put on your must-read list. You can get them used now for a buck if you want. Or you can go to most libraries. But the next question, immigration. Open the doors, baby. Open the doors. Make all the illegals legal. And get them paying taxes. Get them helping to fund Medicare for the country. Get them to help funding Social Security. Get them to help funding the military. Make them legal. If they don't want to be legal, they can leave the country. When the jobs are all taken, they won't come anymore. They're not coming here for welfare. They're coming here for jobs. And anybody that's too blind to realize that really needs to sit down and reflect about why people come. My grandfather didn't come to get welfare. My grandfather came to make a new life. And he did make a new life for himself and his family. A 16-year-old boy came from Italy, settled in Buffalo, New York, and every child in that family from 1900 to the present grew up and graduated from college. That's the America of immigrants. Are they all going to do that? No, they're not all going to do that. But let's give them a try. But if someone wants to give me a call, 347-945-6713, that's the number. We're closing in on the five-minute mark. Somebody call and give me hell. You know, I got a lot of people out there on Facebook that call me dumb and stupid and an idiot, but I hear their knees knocking together when it comes time to face me live in living color. Yeah, that's aimed at you. You know who you are. Anybody who follows me on Facebook knows who they are. But anyway, and that's the political revolution that Bernie's trying to bring us. Now, how is he going to do it? Well, I think what he needs to do is start looking for candidates that agree with what he proposes and run them in every congressional district in this country, especially the seats held by Republicans. Let's make the people vote for bringing the 99% into the political mainstream or not. The revolution has to be political. If the political revolution fails, who knows? We may eventually get to a different kind of revolution, and that's not going to be pretty. Okay, we got 5 minutes left. So I don't forget, I watched the whole Super Bowl last night. I'm really stunned that I did that. Trying to wean myself of professional football in particular and professional athletes in general. But the only one I don't hate, and it's because I really don't know much about the players in it anymore, is hockey. But anyway, we have to do something about the use of a small part of the population in order to keep large parts of the population entertained and quiet. But anyway, that's a whole nother question. I'm glad for Peyton Manning. He's a Hoff or Hall of Famer for sure. And please, everybody, plead with him not to play another year. It's really amazing how professional athletes get within themselves and they always think they can do one more year. Peyton, live without the accolades. You can do it. You have beautiful kids, a nice wife. Just get out of football. And as you said last night, I'm going to go drink some Budweiser. I don't know if I'd drink Budweiser, but go and drink some beer for sure. So I said that about Peyton Manning. But anyway, education is something. Oh, and another thing that everybody should learn how to play chess. My God, chess is a game that is such great fun. And thinking is fun. Thinking is hard. And if you get in the habit and practice of thinking, then you should find that you take that habit of living and take it to other aspects of your life. Well, we got about 2 minutes left in this edition of Norm at Night. I've still had no calls. I'm waiting for the first caller of 2016. I'll have a special prize for them. I don't know what it is yet, but when somebody calls, I'll think of it. So in the last 120 seconds of the show, I hope Bernie Sanders wins the New Hampshire primary and the Democratic nomination for president. He is a Democratic socialist. So am I. In fact, I might be a little more radical than Bernie, which is why I'm so glad that someone is finally speaking the speak. And I'm just so crushed and disappointed that some of the attacks that the Clintons are now launching at Bernie. Bernie can win. God, Trump can win. Could you imagine either of them being president of the United States? Wow. That would be a brand new revolution. All right, we're in the last 40 seconds, and let's go out with some music. This is Norm at Night signing off. The Bowie Bear. Go Bernie. Feel the burn in New Hampshire. We're out of here.